Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to BiteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.biteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for today's show. It is a special Children's Corner show, and my special guest is Faith Thomas, and we're talking about her new book, Being the Best You, and a book that tackles a complex issue that faces children today. Faith Thomas deliberates diabetes in a way that children can understand. Years ago, it was rare to hear about a child with type 2 diabetes. Now, according to the CDC, more than 208,000 people younger than 20 years old have this disease. With real-life examples told by children, the book inspires readers to do their part to combat this disease. Faith Thomas is an experienced daycare owner. She lives in the Washington, D.C. metro area. And before she started writing children's books, she focused on teaching daycare children various things about healthy eating. You can find out more by visiting her website, which is faiththomasauthor.com, and it's F-A-Y-T-H, thomasauthor.com. I do have a direct link to the website in the show page description. And in the description is also a link to Facebook, which is available at Amazon.com. Okay, so with that, I'd like to welcome Faith to the show. Good day, Faith.
Thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure, and this is such an important issue, and I'm happy to see, you know, someone out there doing something to try and help the children. So for, you know, I would like to start first. What led you to writing this book?
Well, I'm a daycare owner, and I have three kids of my own, and I just wanted my kids to be informed of eating all the sugar and what it does to your body. And, you know, I see with the parents sometimes they bring in all these juices, and the juice have lots of sugary things inside of them, and you don't want to, you know, always tell the parents, you know, oh, juice, you know, can rot teeth or it has a lot of sugar and juice. So I decided to write a book where it won't offend anyone, but it's a great book to just encourage and just be mindful and, you know, a great bedtime story.
Yeah, exactly. So now in the book you have it's told from a, you know, a child's perspective. I believe, is it Darwin? Yeah, Darwin is the main character. So now in that book, you have the mom talk about Nana's diabetes. So was the goal to try and get kids to recognize that this is something that they, you know, maybe could avoid as children or as they get older?
Yes, that as well as just be mindful of what you intake, like what are you putting in your body? And things can happen if you're not exercising. It's more about exercising. It's about just life. That's why it's being the best you, because it's talking about going to college and what you want to do, your future goals, and it's talking about, you know, eating healthier.
Yeah, well, that was, you know, that was like the, in addition to the diabetes education, and in a little bit we'll get to the great tips that you have at the back of the book. But, you know, in the book, you know, it's I really like the upbeat message, you know, that you give about, you know, a child being able to be whatever they want. You know, and in that, you know, I mean, quite often kids are asked, you know, what do you be, want to be when you grow up? And I think your character Darwin kind of really reflects what a lot of kids, the process that a lot of kids are going through at that young age.
I agree. You know, you're great at playing with kids, but what are you really thinking about? You know, you're thinking about being a kid. So we're just being mindful and just, you know, encouraging them at an early age to start thinking about what you want to do so you can go out and volunteer in that field and just, you know, think about what helps them for their future.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about, again, like I mentioned it toward the back of the book, you give some great tips. Now, one of them is that, you know, what parents should offer children to eat. It seems that in there you're, even though it's a children's story toward the children, you're kind of reminding the parents that they have the control of what they offer their kids to eat.
You do have the control. And the reason you have the control is because you're the one who buy all the food. You're the one who goes shopping for the kids, and you're the one who have the money. So with that being said, you can show them to making great decisions. You can help them, you know, read labels and plant and garden, you know, do gardening and different things like that to encourage a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, very much so. And now let's talk just about a few of the tips that you offer. You know, we're not going to give everybody all of them because we want them to get your book and you know, really kind of get into that. But one of the first things you talk about is healthy family snacks. So what are a couple of the quick and easy kind of snacks that fall into that category that parents can make sure are available?
Well, one of the great things that I like to do with my kids and fun is make smoothies. And sometimes you could put salads inside your smoothies and oranges and strawberries and just try to put more vegetables inside of it and give it like a nice flavor. And another thing I like to do is do, you know, hummus dips. You know, you don't always have to use the ranch dips. Sometimes you can use a bean dip, but you guys can make that really simple in your blender and just make fun things for kids to just eat their carrots with or eat their crackers with.
Yeah. Well, see, one of the key points that you said there is fun and having the kids be involved. It seems like that would probably be one of the most important parts of this, you know, rather than just like spoon feeding them or making it and then giving it to them, having them involved, I would think, would be would really get them more likely to eat the stuff, you know, and to make that as part of their habit.
I agree. That's what you want to do, because the more that you're giving them healthy choices, the more that they adapt those when they become older.
Yeah. So now, when it comes to cooking, cooking foods, are there any tips that you use with your children that you know the parents out there can incorporate, you know, into their food preparation?
The more colors, the better. I like, for instance, let's say something like dish like guacamole. You can use avocados, lots of tomatoes, and you could just put some onions, and you see what your kids like. And, you know, you can cook things that are healthy opposed to making it unhealthy. So instead of using so much butter, you can use low-fat products and just make things a little better than just putting all the sugary things, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that's the one thing. I mean, with processed sugar, I mean, it is in so many foods that it's really important, I think, for parents to be especially aware when it comes time to purchasing foods, you know, in prepackaged foods, and just exactly how much sugar is involved, and also, you know, when it comes to recipes, they can probably reduce sugar. I mean, wouldn't chances are that it really wouldn't make that much of a difference, would it?
Well, it does, because, you know, every day is a day that you can change your lifestyle. So if you're not taking a lot of sugar as a child, more than likely when you become an adult, you're going to take on that same, you know, healthy lifestyle, and you're going to work out a little bit. In this book, I'm encouraging a lifestyle of happiness, bringing families together, and eating correctly, where you're not having so much fast food. You're preparing things early so then you have it, so you don't have to rush out and go to a fast food place. You're gardening, you're making things with your kids, you're reading labels, and, you know, and you're just thinking about your future. That was my goal in this book.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's great. You know, it sounds like, you know, one of the keys is having the kids be involved in the whole process. You know, and so I would think, you know, sometimes, you know, when, you know, you're a parent trying to prepare a meal, that, you know, when the kids are involved, I would think it probably takes a little bit longer. It might be a little bit messier, but that's okay. Let that be just a part of the process, regardless, right?
When I tell you these kids are so smart now, when I tell you they're able to use iPads and all these other technology things, so they can help clean up. You have an extra hand. And you know what? They have so much energy. By the time you're done, you're both tired. You both can take a little nap. You know, you guys go for a walk and make them sleep better at night. You know, just couple of tips that I have just to get them going and keep their body going and have a good time. That's what I encourage.
Yeah. So now, what would be the age range you would think that would be the ideal readership for your book? What age range is it best for, do you think?
I think this age range is for everyone, from grandmothers that, because of the recipes that I put in there, from young kids for a great bedtime story. Like, you know what? A couple of great tips that I put in there about understanding, you know, who you are and how not to allow yourself to try to be like anyone else. And, you know, everyone, sometimes as adults, we compare ourselves to other adults. So it's a whole package deal of being your best you. So everyone in the world should want to be their best.
Yeah, I agree with that. So now I want to talk just a little bit about the actual process. You know, one of my favorite things to talk with people who write children's books is the process of the illustrations, you know, because with kids in children's books, so often, you know, it's the pictures, it's the illustrations that capture the children's attention. And, you know, and I know when I've read books to my nieces and nephews, I mean, they basically want to spend more time talking about the pictures and what's in the picture than the actual text. So for your book, how did you get it illustrated? Who did you use? How did that process work for you?
Oh, that process was really easy because I make the kids look like my kids. So it was just the concept.
Okay.
I needed them. I knew in my mind what I wanted, so I had to jot down exactly what I needed to be on this book. And a lot of times,
Hello? Yeah, I'm there. Okay, there we go. Yeah, I had lost you there for a second. So you knew in your mind you wanted the kids in the book to be like your kids, look like your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And now I noticed, I believe it's Ex Libris that you used as a publisher, correct?
Yes.
So now, did they connect you with someone who did the illustrations, or was it someone that you knew who did it?
No, I did everything for this book. Only thing I did was pay them for publishing. That's what I'm telling you.
Wow, so you did all of the illustrations yourself then?
Yes.
Wow, well, that's great. I mean, they're very professional, Faith. I mean, you know, I've seen many children's books, and that's great. You did a great job there. So now, when it comes time to for parents to talk to children about diabetes, do you think? I mean, obviously, when you have younger kids, you're going to talk a little bit differently than you're talking to older kids. So when it comes time to talking to kids, with the really younger kids, do you focus more on like the healthy eating, you know, versus what the positive, you know, with the older kids, you might, you know, indicate some of the possible problems that can occur. You know what I'm saying?
When you're talking to kids, you never want to go in and say what's bad for you. They're like, oh, for real, I want to try that. Look at all the things that mom told us not to do in the day. But what you want to do is go, oh, this tastes great. Why don't you try this? This is so good. And I'm like, I don't know if this is good. And they say, this is so good. And you keep introducing it. But sometimes if they don't accept it the first time, just keep, you know, bringing it back to the table. And you know, a lot of times, the first time, they may say, you know, I don't like this. But the second time, you know, if they have no other options, guess what? They'll dive in. You know, they'll want to taste, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's true. It's kind of like reverse psychology. You don't want them. You know, if you say it's bad, they're going to want it. You know, so and if it's good, they're not going to want it. So I guess you kind of really have to be, you really kind of have to know your kids, I would think, you know. And now with your children, is there a difference in the, and how, are there some of your children that are more focused on healthy eating, or it's easier to, you know, to help them along with the healthy eating, or so, you know, or were some harder? So, I mean, I'm just trying to think, you know, if I'm a parent with multiple children, then I, you know, it's when it comes time to helping them eat, that some may need more help than others?
Well, with my kids, they're picky eaters all together. So all of my kids like beans. So sometimes I make a bean soup, you know, and in that bean soup, I'm putting everything, every kind of vegetable you could think of, cauliflower, broccoli, carrots. And you know what? I'm giving it a little taste and using chicken broth and just making it just taste really good. And guess what? They're tearing it up because at the end of the day, they're hungry. And they're like, Mom, this is really good, you know? So there are things that you can talk to them, you know, that are healthy and things that they don't like. But like I said, it's all about knowing your kid and just continuing to, you know, buy things that you know they'll like. And make it fun, and you guys do the ingredients together. It's like, well, let's try this vegetable, you know, grab an eggplant. You know, have you ever had eggplant? And they're like, no, Mom, I've never tasted it. And you make it really good, you know. You cook it and give it flavor. They're like, oh, this is good, you know. And I'm like, well, this is your dish today, you know. Name the dish, add flavor, and keep it fun.
Well, that's good, yeah. I like the idea of naming a dish, and I know that if, you know, I had eggplant when I was growing up, I would probably be more open to it than I am as an adult. But you know, it seems that it's, you know, real important to at least expose your children to, you know, as many healthy varieties of fruits and vegetables as possible. Just, they may not like it. Everybody has different taste buds, but at least if they can try it, they know what it is, they can try it, then there's a chance that that may be something that they like and you can incorporate it.
You know, what I find with my kids is they like to be in control. When I say in control, if you tell them this is their recipe book that we're putting together, you have to come up with ideas to keep them, you know, involved and keep them like, oh, okay, well, we're going to add this instead of this. Like, everyone wants to put their own hand and have their own ideas. And that's why I said you're coming together as a team and you're building, you're adding and you're subtracting things that you don't like. And it's a healthy lifestyle, you know. It's easier for you to plant your own garden. And you know, kids like what they see grow, you know. So if you're planting things in a garden, they're like, oh, let me see how this tastes, you know.
Yeah, going in a garden is a great idea. Now, I like the idea of them having their own cookbook, because it really does make it mine, you know, for them. This is mine, you know. That's a great idea for parents. So, let's see here. I really think that, first of all, again, I think it's a great book that you have to you know, talk about diabetes and what that is, and then also, you know, the short amount of time that you give to, you know, Darwin and what he wants to be, and you know, kind of that going back and forth, you know, and recognizing, you know, that that really he could be the best him, whatever that is, you know, that's, you know, that's a really important message for kids, because right now there is so much attention on conforming, you know, and being just like so-and-so or just like, you know, who the latest star, that it's, you know, a lot of times kids have difficulty, you know, recognizing their own worth, don't you think?
That is true. And a lot of times there's peer pressure, and some peer pressure there is I really want my kids to understand you're not in competition with them. You have to just try your best and do your best. And do not settle for just anything in between. If you're giving it your all, you're going to do well. But if you're just being lazy and you're not really trying hard, then that's where you're going to end up in life. So I'm encouraging you to go out there and just have, you know, the mindset that I can do it and that I will do my best. And you know what? Some days you're not going to always do your best. Some days you're going to have those days where you're like, you know what, I need a reset button. I'm going to start over tomorrow, and I'm going to come refreshed, reboot it. You know, like you reboot your computer to start it over. Some days you need that.
Yeah, exactly. Very much so. And, you know, and the fact is, you just try, and each day you start fresh. So, now, Faith, what is it that you hope the readers are going to take away from reading the book?
Well, one thing is to be the best you. And that means, you know, laughing more with your family, going shopping with your family instead of sitting in front of the TV eating chips and different things like that. You guys are making smoothies together. You guys are naming your own, like, you're coming together, building your own brand of your own success. Your success is you. So with that being said, you're planning, you know, sharing with your neighbors.
I'm sorry, Faith, I'm losing you there. Hello?
Yes.
Sorry, there we go. I'm sorry. I kind of lost you there for a second. Okay. Well, you know what, Faith? I really don't. Do I have you there still?
I'm here.
Okay. Sorry. I just you kept going in and out there for a second. So, well, you know, the importance of, you know, keeping your kids active in their meals, meal preparation, and making it healthy is key. So now, are there any other books in your future?
Not right now, but in the future, I do see maybe my kids taking on, you know, maybe their cookbooks or some recipes that we've been doing at home. So I'll get back to you on that one.
Oh, good. Well, you know, one of the things that I've noticed a lot is that, you know, kids love to be authors, you know, to create create books, and I think that's a great idea, you know, having them, you know, go through and do that, and I would love to see the kinds of recipes that they would come up with. I think that's a great idea. So we know I really appreciate you spending your time with me and talking about your book, Being the Best You. So thank you for your time, Faith.
Thank you so much. You guys can go to Amazon, www.itslibris.com.
Great, exactly. So everyone, again today, my very special guest has been Faith Thomas talking about her children's book, Being the Best You. And again, like she mentions, it's available at Amazon.com, and I do have a direct link in the show page description to her book there. And again, you can find out more also by visiting her website, which is www.faiththomasauthor.com. And again, I do have a direct link to that website in the show page description. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Byte Radio Me, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.